Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is trying to move on from questions about his tactics when he was a union official before becoming mayor. The Boston Globe has reported wiretaps recorded Walsh saying he had told a developer the developer would face problems getting permits for a Boston high-rise unless it used union labor on another project in Somerville. The disclosure comes as federal investigators look into union activities in Boston. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the implications for the mayor.
The Globe, citing anonymous sources, reported that the wiretapped conversations happened in 2012, a year before Walsh was elected mayor, when he was still the head of the Boston Building Trades. Longtime Massachusetts Inspector General Greg Sullivan, now at the Pioneer Institute, says the implications could be serious.
The issue at hand is whether the permitting agencies in the city of Boston and other cities have been improperly used to put pressure on private citizens and developers to hire union labor. And if that is happening, it will represent a very serious thing and one that should be completely eradicated.
Walsh has maintained he did nothing illegal and never forced developers to use union labor. Yesterday, Walsh repeatedly tried to put the issue behind him.
Yeah, I'm not going to respond to it. Enough is said already today. You know what? I'm just going to leave it at that.
City Councilor Tim McCarthy, who has known Walsh since McCarthy began working for the Boston Public Works Department years ago, came to Walsh's defense.
He's always been cordial, above boards, a man of integrity. I find it hard to believe what has been said. I've never seen a side of him that would ever make me think that that story could be true.
No other city councilors responded to a request for interviews. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.